This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What is he, 6'5", 6'6", 232, 40, MVP of the league. I've been playing against him. It's just not hard to love what you see. Playoffs every single year, pretty much one game away from a Super Bowl every single year. If I could be a part of something special like that, why not run towards it? And I just love to add to a room and to a team and to an organization that I feel like I would fit best in.
Elijah Moore. We'll get to him. 803-0550. Happy to have you. I'm Mike Shope. Bulldog will be with me tomorrow. It's been away for the weekend. Looked pretty great. I'll let him tell us all about it tomorrow. The worst decision I could ever make in here is math on the fly. Never do math on the fly. I've really lost it when it comes to math. I still love it. I just used to be really fast, and now I'm just like second-guessing myself all the time. Like, I've been here before. Like, are there literally exactly 1,000 combinations? Well, yes, because that's how many they, you know, that's how they set it up. It's not just random how they set it up. 1,001 is the one I told you about for the lottery tonight where they would re-spin it. Nobody wins. 11, 12, 13, 14, nobody wins. And I'm so just spitting out numbers for the first 20 minutes. I say the phone number, like 8-03-05-50. Well, let's pretend it's 15. 8-3-5-15. And I go through, and wouldn't it be amazing if this, to me, it would, if the Sabres won with that combination, and I just don't see them, and I'm going, because they're listed in numerical order, so I'm like 3-5-8-15. And I do this for 5 minutes. And then I realized there is no 15. There's only 14 numbers. So that was 5 minutes. At least that was off the air. I would never admit that to you. But that's what I've been doing here since talking before. I love the lottery anyway. There's no number of mistakes I can make doing these computations or whatever they are that would mean just not loving it. I'm always going to love it. You know, I want to get to football, but I just thought of this too. We have enough trouble in here getting conversations about the Sabres going, like when it comes to their players and their games, let alone this sort of macro hockey stuff anymore. But that doesn't mean as a fan you couldn't care about this. Is the lottery a good thing? Is it necessary? I think when we first got into lottery life, again, 10 years ago or even more, it always made sense. And they tweaked the format a few times, right? Prevent tanking. And if you don't know, I'm heavily immersed in fantasy football. And this weekend we just had is like Christmas. It's kind of the best weekend of the whole year if you play Dynasty, because most rookie drafts started, if not were completed, over the weekend, and I had more than a dozen of them that I'm just sort of juggling all the time, and you're trying to make trades, and you're, you know, trying to do all this, and then one of these drafts is a startup, so you're starting with everybody. Superflex, fantasy football, the first overall pick was naturally Josh Allen, right? So we're drafting teams from scratch, and those guys have been having a thread on what to do about tanking. Like, what do we do next year? And some of the guys are brand new to fantasy, so they don't even realize, like, if you finish last, at least before you put in any sort of lottery contingency or whatever, you finish last, you'll pick first, right? Just like the NFL. Okay, so there's that, but do we want to do anything more? Hockey has this lottery. Other fantasy leagues or other real leagues have different ways to try to discourage teams from tanking. Remember the Sean McIndoe idea that I actually used in one of my leagues in fantasy from it? Because that Eichel year, you know, what were we talking about? Whether they were losing on purpose. Never was that the players were trying to lose on purpose, but Tim Murray would get a hot goalie and trade him for a fifth. Like, that's, we can't have this. It was the closest to major league maybe I've ever seen in a real life team, was that Sabre team. We can't have, you know, you play for us. You're too good. So then we would have these conversations about, well, whether this is right. You know, how do we prevent this? We don't want this either. And McIndoe, who's now with The Athletic, I think it was his idea. I always think of him for it. And would attribute this to him in this fantasy format whenever we would, you know, talk about it. Where did this idea come from? You were not allowed to use your own first. You had to trade the pick. If it came to be that you were on the clock and you were in possession of your own first round pick, you'd be forfeiting it. You had to figure out something else. You could trade it for anything. You could trade it for a player. In this league of mine, at the draft the previous year, people would get together and just swap firsts, like you versus me this year, which is great because then your incentive is not to, in this context anyway, your incentive is not to finish worse than them. It's to be better, which is kind of the point of competition. So I've always loved that idea that in real life, someday before I'm gone, if one sports team or two would get together and each have the nerve to just swap firsts a year in advance, Bills and Chiefs, would you dare? Brandon Bean, would you dare? Call Kansas City right now and offer him a swap of first-round picks next year. You know what? We're going to get you. It'd be pretty hot. But in that Sean McIndoe idea, you had to do something. And then, I mean, you could be making, by who you make a deal with, you're kind of making a bet on maybe this team will be terrible, right? But it can't be your own. So all that losing the Sabres did that year would not have helped them. Quote, helped them. If they had the other rule, maybe they get on the phone with Edmonton a year before and make it the same trade with Edmonton, and then you know, you get McDavid that way. But that just, you know, that's unfortunately not a real concept. But it could be. Someday, maybe. All right. We heard from Elijah Moore there, and I'm going to talk to Spencer German, radio personality in Cleveland, at 4, and then Sal at 5, and talk to each of them about Moore. Maybe Chad DeDominicis will want an Elijah Moore question. If he does, I'll give him one at 6.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
to know from Spencer his take on what Elijah Moore was for the Browns. As we talked about last week when the Bills signed him, I think anyway, there's a pretty good range of outcomes here where he could be their number one guy. I don't think I'd want to rule that out. Or he could be dust, you know? I think anything's possible. There's a little bit of money that is a window into how seriously the Bills see it. And that's kind of interesting, too. It's not a ton, up to $5 million, but it's enough to make you think that the Bills have, you know, some real plans for him, which is, again, sorry, has it been long enough, given how Brandon Bean was so outraged by any sort of speculation last week that the Bills need help at wide receiver, then he just immediately goes and signs this guy. So we'll find out from a Cleveland perspective, one opinion on Moore. And then Sal, you know, he did media today, Elijah Moore, and maybe Sal will have more to say about him. As I mentioned before, a lot of the station today has been like just a step back on the Bills draft. Jeremy had a poll up with grades. I voted. I love a poll. I mean, I voted. I went B. Really, you want to see the results. I love how Jeremy put F on there, but not D. A, B, C, F. Speaking of combinations, his options were A, B, C, F. And I couldn't vote F. So, but people probably did, you know, thinking it was funny. I went B. And I could have gone A. I could have gone A. I think assuming I'm taking this seriously, I think I go A if not for last Monday morning. It really was how defensive the general manager was about the subject. Because I think, and I said this last week, but again, today is like sort of stepping back and looking at it, or has been at least a lot of the day on WGR. For me, the whole receiver thing could have been avoided. Now, this is from maybe our standpoint or the fan standpoint, maybe not Brandon Bean's. Because it wasn't exactly being hotly debated before that happened. I mean, it was mentioned. Wide receiver position was mentioned. And it gets mentioned a lot. And then he walked in and just blasted off. For me, I'm not even really thinking about a lack of commitment at that position last week, today. If they drafted one in round 4. Maybe even round 3, certainly round 3, but I think round 4 would have been good enough. I think it was when they started doubling up on defensive linemen and defensive backs, like, ay, 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 this is a cause now, which can lead you to get, you know, you want to complain about it. Like, what the hell? What about receiver? So I think round 4, Royals with the Chiefs. That's funny, isn't it, that the Chiefs drafted a guy named Royals? Him, Kyle Williams, who went to New England in the 3rd round, I think. Torrey Horton, who went to Seattle, recognizing these are the draft capital historically is not such that these players should hit. The Bills have had a couple of famously, well, Diggs, who was not drafted by them, but he's a 5th round pick. Shakir has done very well. Guys who were drafted on the, you know, toward the end of the draft that have done very well. They should be a team that sort of acknowledges that. In this case, they went defense and we've been all over it. That would have been enough for me because I don't think I've heard Bean say this. He's been doing so many interviews. We've heard him say it numerous times. This draft did not play out in such a way for them that left them Matthew Golden or Tet McMillan sitting there after a slide. Like they would have had to make a big move for, well, McMillan went 8, but there was some speculation leading up to the draft that he could slide to toward the end of the 1st round. Turns out he didn't. I'm never for the big move up. I have no criticism of that they didn't do that. And rounds 2 and 3, you know, they still had other needs that were more pressing and the guys weren't maybe considered by consensus that good. So, okay. But to get that 4th round is the one where there were interesting names there. It started already with Royals. This is a guy from Utah State. And the Chiefs, this was not a Chiefs, well, maybe there was one, but the Chiefs in recent years have been on it in like mini camp practices and training camp, just pumping up their rookies. Look at Isaiah Pacheco, who was a seventh round pick in that draft, and they'd had other guys, and like, so? Do you buy that? I mean, they're really showing off their seventh round running back. Turns out, you know, he did come through and has played for them and played pretty well. So it wasn't completely dishonest. Or maybe it was, and it just worked out that way. And that started today with Royals, not from the chief, but from a reporter. Maybe even Matt Verderam. I don't know. Is he on tomorrow with us? Somebody had a thing today about how impressive. It's only the rookies. So not to make a thing out of it. But he was an interesting name. And it's Kansas City. So it sort of like reminds you of this particular grievance, if you will. 803-0550. Would love to hear from you. NFL draft, NHL lottery. How about the last two playoff games? Dallas and then Winnipeg, both down two at home in Game 7. And Winnipeg, I mean, very late, and pulled it out. We will also talk to Sal and Chad DeDominicis today, as I've been saying. Mike Schoep here, no Bulldog today. He's back tomorrow. This is WGR.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.